Rococho with Anna DeBlasis right here on 720 WGN. We're going to tell you a little something special about Mexico coming up.
Big announcement.
Big announcement about Mexico.
I'm still going, right?
Well, you'll have to stay tuned to find out.
How do we break it to the kids?
Yeah.
What? Kids?
All right. We'll get to just kidding. That's coming up. But first, we join A.B. Stoddard, who A.B. Stoddard is just, apparently her fax machine is on. The associate editor and columnist at Real Clear Politics. And A.B., Donald Trump, I want to ask you something here. Are you ready? You prepared?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. So Donald Trump is denying that he believes, well, he's saying he does not believe that the Russians had anything to do with anything here. One of the guys he's talking about as a potential for Secretary of State or Undersecretary of State or somewhere in his administration has now told people and people in the press that he believes that this may have been a red flag operation, that the Obama administration is false flag operation that the Obama people are behind this to make Russians look bad. And Trump is like, I don't know anything about this. I don't think the Russians were ever involved. But then, AB, I'd like to take you back to July of the year 2016.
Russia, if you're listening, I hope you're able to find the 30,000 emails that are missing. I think you will probably be rewarded mightily by our press.
Okay. That was the guy who won, right? I mean, what
are you encouraging it there, right? I mean, welcoming it.
It seems like he believed it back then.
Yeah. I believe actually that was the last day that Donald Trump held a press conference. That was the last time he took questions from the press. Well, it's an interesting thing also. What both Clinton and Trump went through immediately following their nominating conventions were these kinds of briefings, at which time our intelligence officials told them that Russia was trying to meddle in our election process. Now, that was before they received that it was actually just to help Trump. So maybe it was just to undermine democracy and embarrass us or whatever. Yeah. But that was definitely being told to both of their nominees. And still Donald Trump, when asked about it, would say, I don't know what you're talking about. He's never, ever, ever dismissed. He's never criticized Putin. He dismisses criticisms of him. If he's asked about Putin's role with Assad in, you know, Assad's regime killing his own people in Syria, he finds another way to answer the question if he's asked about the hacking. But he will never, ever criticize Russia. And when asked about this, instead of just saying, you know what, it might be inconclusive, the FBI, I understand, didn't sign on to this report, maybe there's some still questions to be answered, I have to see the evidence. But of course, if an adversary is trying to undermine our democracy, cyber, you know, threats are really serious and we should look into this. Instead of that, he becomes defensive and contemptuous of our intelligence officials and has Jason Miller say, this is clearly just an attempt to delegitimize Trump's victory. Which is just it's the exact opposite response you're supposed to have. Even if privately you're calling these guys names, I don't care. Publicly pretend you're taking it seriously.
Right.
Because it undermines the intelligence community in general.
But it undermines the credibility of the United States of America. And that's exactly what Vladimir Putin was all about here. And you know, there's other reporting in the last couple of days about this, that Vladimir Putin had publicly complained, and this is not something that played a lot in our press, but had publicly complained in Europe about the Obama White House and then Secretary of State Hillary Clinton interfering in their elections and creating unrest about the election results, claiming that his 98% win when Medvedev stepped down and he ran again.
Yeah.
Putin ran again. Mm-hmm. That there was. And then when he got it, I think it's not 98. It was a 90%, whatever it was that he got in the election, that then there was this, you know, people took to the streets like, hey, this thing seems rigged. And he blamed Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton for that publicly in Europe. And so this is sort of like turnabout being fair game. Hillary Clinton will eventually pay for this. And secondly, you know, whatever it is, I don't think anybody wants to make the argument, any, you know, other than true partisans want to make the argument that it was as effective. I mean, it still came down to, you know, Americans going out and voting, whether he suppressed the vote or changed the vote in any way in a public relations campaign, it can only be speculated upon. It cannot be proven.
I am with Donald Trump that this did not turn the votes in Michigan in the voting machines
right.
or the people
right,
ballots
right, right, right.
or anything. Not remotely. His election was legitimate. And standing by his legitimate win, he should speak about our adversaries the way that he's supposed to. He's playing into Putin's hands. If he's interested in this topic, he should know that Putin has meddled in, he's played in all these elections in Eastern Europe, and particularly in the Brexit vote, and he's really good at doing this. And the idea that he would laugh it off and actually really put Republicans in a really bad spot, I guess he enjoys that. But, I mean, the Republicans, Mitch McConnell, you know, just found himself over the weekend in an untenable position and had to come out today, the Senate Majority Leader, and say, of course, Russia's not our friend. We need to look at this and serious, because there will be a next time. There will be another election. There will be another candidate. And this is something that you're supposed, as you said, it's not supposed to be a partisan issue.
Right.
And you can't give any kind of aid and comfort to partisans on an issue like this. If Hillary Clinton eked by and won the election because Assange, at the behest of Russian state actors, had released Donald Trump's tax returns, and then he lost and she won, it would be all we were talking about. Republicans would be having a million hearings. So
right.
he can't really do this to the Republicans on Capitol Hill. They have to pursue it. Our intelligence community has to pursue it. And I don't think he needs to be contemptuous of this process on Twitter. That doesn't mean he can't bawl them out in private and dismiss them. But as in public, it is very important for the way we look around the world for him to be acting as if this is serious. And it's the kind of thing that deserves a response from our government.
But let's talk some more about the political side of this, because the legitimacy of the election is being questioned. You now have electors signing a letter asking several electors, when do they vote? A few more days now. They're saying that
a week from today,
and they're saying that they would like a briefing from the intelligence community, a little more, to know a little bit more about what this means. They're asking for that. So, from a purely political standpoint, people are questioning legitimacy, even if that's not what the CIA intended, and that's not what the White House has said should be in question here. I understand what you're saying for the future, AB, in terms of security of our elections and free of hacking from Russia, but look at what's happening here. Look at the outcome.
Yeah, I think that it's important for our intelligence. I guess I don't know whether those electors are going to get their briefing, but I think it's important for our intelligence officials to make it clear that this was, you know, no one made John Podesta write those emails, and no one made Hillary Clinton, stow government records that belong to the taxpayer on a rogue server. So, you know, she got what was coming to her. She depressed her own vote. But the argument is that by releasing the WikiLeaks stuff, and of course the Comey letter, which doesn't have to do with the Russians, but just is another thing that Democrats blame her loss for, that you just depressed those otherwise Democratic voters who just couldn't turn out for her.
Yeah.
I think it's important for the intelligence experts to make it clear that we're not talking about vote tinkering in, you know, Wisconsin. We're talking about helping to depress her vote through public opinion by revelations
right.
about her. And the point, you know, as I said, if Donald Trump's tax returns were released in October and we found out that he had serious financial connections with Russians, and his kids have bragged that they've done tons of business with Russian interests. That could have been a problem for him, and it could have caused him to lose what was a very close vote in the end, 80,000 votes to
right.
state. So, I don't know where these electors are going to go with this, and I don't know how wise it is. Someone from our government should make it clear to them that it was really all about what was in the news in October, not so much what happened on the day of November 8th.
All right. This is a big question, but I got a short answer at the time for it. Are Republicans on Capitol Hill do you think? Because this is what you do, A.B. Stoddard. Are Republicans on Capitol Hill ready to stand up to Donald Trump politically if they start to feel that he is underprepared moment by moment of his presidency to handle what's real in front of them, not just trying to create his own reality?
And my answer is no. I've already spoken to them about the divestiture issue. I've already told them to their faces, including members of the Oversight Committee, that it's all on them, that they're the last line of defense. If we open this door, we'll never get it shut. And that he obviously has no intent to sell his stakes and his businesses. It's going to be an enormous conflict of interest. And, yeah, you see Mitch McConnell getting up and talking about Russia today. But generally speaking, if you ask them about tariffs, threats to companies that are making markets nervous every morning when they open, they say, oh, you know, we're just going to see what happens. And they really are working hard on a happy honeymoon.
Ooh, wow. All right, A.B. Stoddard, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Real Clear Politics. Read her there.
Thank you.
Thanks, A.B.
All right. Violetta Powder Medic's got the WGN Traffic Trouble Spots.